So on to part two then of my favourite season, 2000-2001. Sims part one, we are joined by Kev Sampson, by Kev Walsh and John Macken to go through the season. They picked as their favourites as Liverpool supporters. We're starting off with Chelsea in the League Cup and we finish off brilliantly in the FA Cup away to Leeds United at Elland Road in a famous tie and a fantastic atmosphere still talked about by many of who are there for reasons you're going to find out. This is part two. It's going to be four parts in total. If you've not listened to part one, maybe go back and listen to that first. And if you did enjoy it as well, we put it out for free. So maybe a good one to share with fellow Liverpool fans. If you would be happy to do that, we'd really appreciate it. So get it in your WhatsApp groups, get it on your social media for other Liverpool fans to enjoy part one. We would really appreciate that. But without further ado, it is the Kevs and John Macken on the roof of Mattel talking about their favourite season as Liverpool fans. Starting League Cup at home to Chelsea. Enjoy.
Okay, let's move on to November. November is busy. I'll do it sort of tournament by tournament in this one. So the League Cup starts with a 2-1 against Chelsea, and the end of the month we do it 8-0 away at Stoke, which is a little bit mad.
Yeah.
I mean, you were saying, Kev, before we started about, as we're putting out here, where you talk about the Chelsea game and the attendances in the League Cup.
The Chelsea game is just on 30,000. The Fulham game is 20,400 and something. It's mad. The whole ground is absolutely empty. And we were saying before, because at the time, and as I've said before, we weren't thinking about cup finals. Like, we played Fulham, we played fucking Crystal Palace, we played all teams in, like, rubbish teams in early rounds of these cups, and maybe not yours, especially not yours, Kev, with knowing how positive you are, but, like, my thought was, oh, yeah, this is great, but next round we'll get someone and they'll just beat us. And so there was no credit hunt either, because there wasn't credit then.
There was no booking your hotel rooms in the city where the final was going to be.
Exactly, yeah. Well, but the tickets also were dished out based on your season ticket, weren't they? I think probably, if you're a season ticket who didn't get a ticket to pretty much all three cup finals, you're probably unlucky.
I think that was the first season that the cup final moved to Cardiff, which was only 72,000, wasn't it? So Wembley in its heyday was 100,000, and then it went down to 92. So people could be forgiven for thinking, I might not get a ticket anyway.
I think that's become, like, more of a thing. Like, my dad's got season ticket holder, but he doesn't bother with the League Cup or the FA Cup anymore, because he's like, well, even if we get there, I won't get a ticket anymore. And in them days, though, going to them early games didn't guarantee you anything. You could be a season ticket, you didn't go to any, and then your number come out in the ballot. It must have been still a ballot at that time, because there was no way of logging anything, was there? Back in them days, you had your season ticket booklets, which you ripped your thing out and handed it in every week, didn't you? So there was no way of knowing who'd been to which games. So we spoke before, the attendances are crazy. You couldn't imagine Liverpool women's team, if they played at Anfield this season, we'll get more than 20,000, wouldn't they? They'd probably get more than 30,000, because they price it accordingly. Maybe that was what it was. Football was still in an era where they were just trying to price gouge every single penny.